You will listen to a radio interview of a parrot trainer, Sharon Kwok, talking about her parrot and her dog. Listen to the interview and answer the questions. Follow the instructions in the question-answer paper and the recording to complete the task. You will have 1 minute to read the questions in part one before the recording begins. At the end of the interview, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
I am very excited, listeners. Extremely excited. Live in the studio with me is, as I'm sure you can maybe hear, Sharon Kwok. Hello, Sharon.
Hello. Hello, kids. Good morning.
How are you? All right?
I'm good. I'm trying to get Bobo to say hi, too, but I really haven't got him trained to say whatever I want him to say on the spot, so...
Can you explain to our listeners what sort of a bird Bobo is?
There he goes. He said hello to everyone. So he is an umbrella cockatoo, and he's one of the... Oh, there he goes. I don't know what that was. But he's one of the easiest types of parrots for one to keep as a pet. But nevertheless, parrots are noisy, so before you think of getting a parrot, think about whether your neighbors would mind or not. And, of course, some parrots, they may be very cute as babies, little chicks, but... Once they get to a certain age, like from 3 years old onwards, they may start getting psychological problems. They might start biting.
Okay.
So it really depends on whether you have a lot of time to spend with them, because parrots need a lot of attention.
Yeah. And I mean, parrots are an amazing species. I love parrots. I absolutely love a parrot. How old do parrots live for?
Well, depending on the size of the bird, the smaller parrots would live not quite as long, but the larger birds like the macaws, they could go over 100 years. So like Bobo here, this umbrella cockatoo, he could easily go up to 60, 70 years old. And he's only two now.
What? He's only two, huh?
Yeah.
Can you describe to our listeners what Bobo looks like?
Well, he looks like a big cotton ball. He's just this big, white, fluffy thing. And Bobo has a fetish for hair. I don't know why. He just loves hair. He loves to groom me. He loves to groom the dog. He loves to groom anything that'll sit still for him to groom. The cats aren't too happy with that.
I would just like to say for our listeners' benefit, right now, kids... Bobo is sat on Sharon's hand, very near to our microphone, the Sunday Smile microphone, and he's just chewing away on Sharon's hair. He's combing it with his big beak. It's amazing.
Well, he's not biting it off, though.
This is true. He's very gentle, isn't it?
Yes, he's a very gentle boy. Actually, with regards to parrots, though, umbrellas are one of the most gentle ones. The other one would probably be the hyacinth. But there you go, that's a huge budget. And again, you have to really consider the neighbors, the household, and whether you're going to look after it for the rest of its life, because it is a long time.
It's a huge commitment. I mean, people commit to dogs, don't they? And they're 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, but parrots can live up to 100 years old.
That is the end of the first part of the interview. You now have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers. You will have 1 minute to read the questions in part two before the recording begins. At the end of part two, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Even about with regards to committing to dogs now, you see I brought my dog today.
Yeah,
and,
could you tell our listeners about your dog?
Yes, well, this dog, his name is Ugly. Now, the reason for that is when I first saw him, I thought, oh my God, that's a really ugly dog, right? So he's got a wry mouth, his teeth is sticking out the wrong way, and I think he's a mix between a Pekingese and a Jack Russell.
Okay.
He had been abandoned, and I think he's around 2.5 to 3 years old now. You know, you can tell from his teeth and so on, but you know, I don't know his birthday. And he was sent to my home because somebody found him, and I was going to find him a home.
Okay.
But I guess he's staying.
As I'm sure that happens quite a lot, does it, Sharon, in your
yes,
household?
Yes, it does, it does. But, you know, he's a sweetheart, and I just can't see how people can keep a dog like that and just abandon him.
It's amazing. I mean, it's not good, really. Sharon, we're just going to have a quick break, just for a minute, and then...
This is the end of the interview. You now have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers. This is the end of the recording.